The Czech radio building has stood on Prague's Vinohradská Street for the last 75 years and witnessed the rise and fall of the First Republic, the Nazi occupation and then communism. The building itself has featured heavily in recent Czech history, with vicious battles being fought in its vicinity at the end of World War II and Russian tanks and civilians clashing there again in 1968. But in all of these 75 eventful years of operation, the building has not been renovated once, and now it is in need of a 500 million crowns facelift. On Friday, the building was officially closed for the refit. Rosie Johnston was amongst the crowds of Czechs who turned out for the ceremony.
Hezké dopoledne, dámy a pánové.
The ceremony marking the close of the Czech radio building on Vinohradská Street felt a bit like a state funeral. One of the trumpeters from the Czech Radio Symphony Orchestra played a last salute to the building while the imposing iron gates were locked. The building's only closed for renovations. It's due to be up and running and shiny new in 2 years' time. After the ceremony, I talked to Czech Radio's Director General, Václav Kasík. He allayed fears that renovation would damage all the history residing within the building.
Nedotkne se v negativním smyslu, nýbrž se dotkne v pozitivním. Chceme vše, co památka...
It won't affect it in a negative way. I would say it might even affect the building in a positive way. This is a listed building, and its contents will be protected. But I would go as far as saying that post-reconstruction, the building will be more faithful to the original than it is now. This is because, over the years, people have done this and that, and the historic content of the building has not always been protected.
One of the precious historical artifacts inside the building is the non-stop open-doored elevator, or Paternoster. Earlier on, I went for a ride with Radio Prague's editor-in-chief, Gerald Schubert. I asked him whether the renovation would be able to preserve the spirit of the building.
This building has experienced a lot of important historical moments. It has experienced, for instance, the end of the German occupation in 1945, where the fights around the building played some role at the end of the Second World War. The building has experienced the invasion of the Warsaw Pact troops in August 1968. So I think this spirit is in the building anyway, and of course any renovation can kind of ruin a spirit, but I hope this won't happen.
This Paternoster, it's not, I mean, apparently it's actually quite safe, but at first glance it doesn't look like a very safe thing. Will it be usable when the building reopens?
Yes, I hope so. So this is at least a plan. It's the this one, the elevator, the Paternoster we are right now going in, is the oldest in the Czech Republic, and it's kind of it's already kind of a monument of Czech history, and it's planned to make it work after the renovation again.
So there you are, for the listeners and readers who've written in about the Paternoster's future. And you don't need to worry about any change of address either. Please keep writing to us at good old Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague 2, the Czech Republic.